The golden age of the Jews in Spain can be symbolized by one person. That one person is probably the greatest person that the Jewish people produced from the time of the Talmud till our day. And that is the great Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, Maimonides the Rambam. And it is not an exaggeration almost that the epitaph and his grave is Mimoshe ad Moshe lokom kemoshe, that from Moses to Moses there arose none like Moses, meaning that the Rambam in his time and in his day and in his influence on the Jewish people approached the influence of our great teacher Moses. The Rambam marks the high point of Spanish Jewry, the zenith. From the time of the Rambam on, it will be downhill. Downhill politically, economically, socially, every way possible. And in fact, during the life of the Rambam, we already see the clouds that gather over the Jews who live in Spain. I want to therefore discuss the life of the Rambam, a biographical sketch. In order to do him some sort of justice, we would have to spend a number of lectures, but the exigencies of time and of tape don't allow us that. But nevertheless, I do want to attempt to give you a flavor of the person and of what he represented, and of the monumental effect that he continues to have on Jewish life and Jewish thought. The Rambam was born in Cordova in the year 1135. His father, Rabbi Maimon, was a dayan, a judge in the Jewish community in Cordova, and the Rambam traces his family back to the family of King David, royal lineage of the house of Judah. The Rambam, for the first 15 years of his life, was raised in his father's home, and to a great extent his father was his main teacher. His other teacher, whom he mentions, was the great Rabbeinu Yosef Ibn Magash, the Re-Magash, Rabbi Joseph from the city of Gash, G-A-S-H, and the Rabbeinu Yosef Ibn Magash was the last disciple of Rabbi Yitzchok Alfasi, of the Rif. So that the Rambam, in effect, is only one generation removed from the Rif in terms of halachic tradition, even though in terms of age and chronology, he is almost 150 years after the birth of the Rif. But as I mentioned to you, the Rif lived a very long time. He lived more than 100 years. And the Re-Magash was a young man who studied with the Rif when the Rif was an old man. And the Rambam was 15 when he studied with the Re-Magash, who was already an old man. So that's how it can happen that you have a long span of time chronologically, but in terms of tradition, in terms of halachic tradition, it is a only one generation removed. It's very important to remember because the grounding of the Rambam is in the tradition of the Rif, who was the first of the great authors of halachic works in Spain. When the Rambam was 15, the Rambam, by the way, writes about his Rebbe, about the Re-Magash. He says, when I think of how much that man knew, he says, I have a headache. My head hurts.